A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus spoke the following parable to some people who prided themselves on being virtuous and despised everyone else. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood there and said this prayer to himself, "I thank you, God, that I am not grasping, unjust, adulterous, like the rest of humankind, and particularly that I am not like this tax collector here. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes on all I get." The tax collector stood some distance away, not daring even to raise his eyes to heaven. He beat his breast and said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." "I tell you," Jesus went on, "this man went home again at rights with God. The other did not. For everyone who exalts self will be humbled, and the one who humbles self will be exalted." This is the gospel of our God. Recently at a Sunday Eucharist, I was sitting behind a beautiful family of four children, all under the age of 9 years. At the time for the liturgy of the word, these children left their parents and went out to take part in the children's liturgy. When they came back to their seats, there was great jockeying for position on their parents' knees. Sibling rivalry was alive and well. Yet it was very moving to see each one wanting mum or dad's attention. Obviously, it was not possible for the parents to attend to each child immediately, and one little boy became quite demanding in his request. You could hear him crying out, "Look at me, look at me, look at my drawing, look at me." This was repeated over and over, until his mother was free to attend and give him her undivided attention. Only then did the smile return to the little boy's face. In his childlike trust, he wanted to know he was special to his mother. As I was pondering today's scripture, I was reminded of this incident. Can't you just imagine the Pharisee like a spoiled child telling God how special, how good he is? "Look at me, look at me, I fast twice a week, look at me." This kind of behavior is acceptable in a child. However, as we mature in age and in our faith, hopefully we don't need this kind of attention, the limelight which puts others down so that we can be special. It seems to me that Luke's gospel begins by setting before us the mature faith of Mary, who is able to say, "God has done great things for me, and holy is God's name." The shifting of attention from self to God. Mary can claim the truth of her goodness and giftedness by proclaiming the greatness of God in her life. This is true humility. She speaks the truth in love. Mary does not pretend that she is anything other than who she is. And in another place in Luke's Gospel, we see the 72 disciples returning to Jesus, a little like children, rejoicing because even the evil spirits submitted to them. Jesus reminds them too that what they are able to do, they do because of the power he has given them. Yes, they have gifts, God-given gifts, and it is appropriate to use them and give thanks to God, the giver of all good gifts. Now, the problem with the Pharisee was that as soon as he began to just look at himself, compare himself with the tax collector, imagine he was the better person, his heart was no longer open to acknowledge God as the giver of all good gifts. In a sense, like the little boy, he could only see himself. To draw attention to oneself as an adult is such an ego trip and a source of great unhappiness. When we are content in who we are, the true self is evident. It's interesting to note that today, the context of today's gospel, because immediately after this parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, we hear Jesus telling the disciples to bring the little children to him. Jesus wants us to be his children in our trust for him. Childlike, yes. Egocentric, no. The little boy knew he could rely on his mother to be there for him, and so eventually his attention shifted from himself to his mother. What Jesus is condemning is the behavior of the Pharisee. Not the Pharisee, the behavior, which is so full of self and so childish that his eyes are only on self, and so the heart is closed to the goodness and beauty of God. By contrast, the tax collector is aware of being a sinner, in need, and so his heart is open to the love and mercy of God. The good news is that God is able to do great things in those whose hearts are open and ready, those whose attention is shifted from self to God, those who are content with who they are and what they have, knowing that above all, they have God in their heart. During this time of Lent, we pray for the grace to shift our attention from self to God, to be more open to God who lives and works in us and through us. We pray for contentment in who we are and who we are called to be. Blessings on this day.